the fruit of the new season came. So Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali, when the fruit of the new season comes, according to the sunnah, he used to give it to a small child to first taste it and to first eat it because it is blessed. So when it came, obviously nowadays we are also confused. We live in a confused age, you know. So you get out of season also fruit from the freezers. You know, comes from different parts of the world, which our doctors tell us to eat out of season fruit normally is not very healthy. Because each and every fruit that comes in a season comes with its own implications. So Allah Ta'ala has got that particular aspect that we've got to keep in mind. But be as it may, you know, he gave it to this child and the child ate it. And sometimes we learn many, many great lessons from children also. So this child ate it, but when the elders started eating it, they couldn't complete it. They found it to be too bitter, too sour, and they were throwing it up. So Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi said, "Oh my son, how did you eat it? By any chance did yours come out sweet that ours was so bitter that we could not bear it?" So he said, "Abu Alamgir, I also found it very sour and bitter, and I also want to throw it up. But then the thought came to me, Allah Ta'ala gave me so many times in my life sweet fruit that I never thanked Allah sufficiently for that. If one time I had sour and bitter fruit, I felt ashamed of throwing it up." I said, "How am I going to face Allah Ta'ala by throwing up what Allah has granted me?" So this is something that is said about Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He lost his one son. He had five sons. He lost his one son. And on that particular same day, he lost his limb for some reason, for sickness. So thereafter, he composed a poem, "In kunta akhadhta faqad atait. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ عَافَيْتَ. Oh Allah, if you have taken away from me, you have given me also. And if you have tested me in this particular way by bringing some time of difficulty, there are many a times you have granted me ease in my life where I was not able to sufficiently praise you." What a beautiful poem. "إِنْ كُنْتَ أَخَذَتَ فَقَدْ عَاتَيْتَ." Oh Allah, you have taken one son, you have still given me four sons. You have taken one limb, I've still got three limbs. "In kunta akhadhta faqad atait, wa in kunta ibtalayta faqad afait." It is said about Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it was Abdullah ibn Abbas. He lost his eyesight towards the end of his life. It was Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried in Taif. We had the opportunity of going to the masjid in the vicinity of which Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu lays buried. And in there he said, "Iyakhudhillahu fi aynayya nurahuma. فَفِي فُعَادِي وَقَلْبِي مِنْهُمَا نُورًا." Oh Allah, if you have taken my sight, so but you still, you know, فَفِي فُعَادِي وَقَلْبِي, in my heart, you have still illuminated my heart with iman and wisdom. فَفِي فُعَادِي وَقَلْبِي مِنْهُمَا نُورًا. You have taken away the nur of my eyes, but you have still left me with the nur in my heart. قَلْبِي ذَكِيٌ وَعَقْلِي غَيْرُ ذِي عِوَجٍ. My heart is still able to distinguish between right and wrong. It still has the capacity. And my aql has not been in any way affected by the taking away of my eyes or the taking away of my sight. وَفِي فَمِي صَارِمٌ كَالسَّيْفِ مَشْهُورٌ. And my tongue is still in my control through which I can impart wisdom. I can do amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Subhanallah. So whenever any difficulty comes, have a perspective with regard to what we've got and what we have lost. Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, subhanallah, he used to say, whenever Allah strikes me with calamity, I think about four things. Umar radiallahu ta'ala's statement, whenever Allah gives me any difficulty, any calamity, I thank Allah for four things. Firstly is, the test was not in my deen. So if any difficulty comes upon my worldly situation, I thank Allah that there was no difficulty in my deen. Subhanallah, look at this. Allahumma la tajali dunya akbar wa la tusallit alayna bidhunubina man la yakhafuka fina. There is one dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Oh Allah, don't bring musibat in our deen. Brothers, we are such that if our deen is tested because of difficulty, maybe we'll sell our deen, but we won't be able to bear difficulty. So don't ever bring about, and many times you and I, we're very judgmental. These people have got difficulty because Allah's adab is upon them. Allahu Akbar. Did Allah Ta'ala give us wahi that Allah is bringing adab upon people? Do we have any type of wahi that comes from Allah? I made mention previously, Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, because when difficulty comes, brothers, when test comes, we don't know our reaction. Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, I've heard from him that he